Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And tonight, we'll add to that the 2,500 Florida Army National Guardsmen that have been activated, and all those volunteers that are out there with the American Red Cross and CERT, and the Salvation Army, and all the different church groups that will all be getting involved in the next few days in what's about to transpire here in Florida. And I hope everybody is prepared. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, this includes, of course, our over-the-road truck drivers, our bulk mail center drivers, and our suicide jockeys delivering the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel, and boy, are they going to be busy, because a lot of gas stations over the weekend ran out of gas. Holy smokes. There was a run on gas, all right. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Facebook site, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram, all as Captain's America. Captain add an S to it, and then America on the end. And there you go. Now, the website for the show, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, high on the mountaintop, Denise Simon. And that's going to be a pretty good place to be when it rains, but not when the wind blows, right?
That's about right.
Yep. The higher you go, the higher the wind gusts. All right. So we're all talking about the storm, and, of course, we're going to talk about things as it gets a little bit closer and things we need to do. That's all a given. But here's what we need to talk about. First of all, a clear majority of President Joe Biden's own Democratic Party now, registered voters, 56% to be specific, want the party to nominate a new candidate in 2024. Now, this is according to the latest poll by the Washington Post and the ABC News. This is not the first time I've seen this. It's about the third or fourth. Now, just 35% of registered Democratic voters and Democratic-leaning independents want Biden to run again in the next presidential election. This is a flashing alarm for the midterm Democrats.
Well, it'd be interesting to see how those polls were conducted. Were they email polls or were they online polls, and how the questions are framed? Because I would argue that number would actually be higher than 56%.
I agree.
But, having said that, that tells you then at least half the country doesn't want him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how this White House and all the political, air quote, experts, are advising this administration on what to do between now and 2024. My thought is that they're going to encourage more giveaways, more things like tuition forgiveness and that kind of stuff.
Sure.
They're going to see if they can necessarily buy votes. But when that happens, it makes inflation worse. And we got experts out there that are telling us that the inflation's going to get even worse.
Correct.
Gas prices at the pump are kind of creeping back up here again.
Yep.
When you come into winter months, too, and people start having to pay the higher cost to heat their homes, it's going to say a lot. So I think the numbers will be worse, and they're worse now than we know.
Well, Nancy Pelosi was at some sort of music festival in New York over the weekend, and apparently she got booed very badly, and that doesn't bode well at all for the Democrats come November.
Well, that's fascinating that I don't know what concert or what event this was, but it's fascinating to me that she was booed when, in fact, they want to keep Hochul in office.
Mm-hmm.
So it really kind of strikes me, who attended this event that booed Pelosi, and yet, you've got this governor and this attorney general, Letitia James, that are just blatant progressives. So,
yep.
That one's a little weird to me.
And, of course, we got little old Frenchie out there saying that the Dems know they're going to lose in the midterms if it ends up being about one thing.
I don't know what the one thing is. What is it?
Probably Biden. Biden's record, Biden in general. That's not a winning issue to stand up there and argue Biden's record.
Well,
he's hurt way too many people, unfortunately.
I'm not sure if that is the one thing or not.
I'm not either because she didn't say the news article. Gotta love this. The news article, which was again the Washington Post. Didn't say what it was. Thank you very much. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And, yep, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out the website. Be right back.
We're coming back right now with Denise Simon of founderscode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's founderscode.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, thanks very much, Kyle Warren. Appreciate that. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is being brought to you by GEICO. That's GEICO Insurance. And GEICO's been saving people money, lots of money, for about 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million plus drivers and counting. Now, your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for just about anything you own. And you can either use the website, GEICO.com, spelled G-E-I-C-O, or you can call your local office, schedule an appointment, and go see what they can do for you. Either way, they'll offer you coverage not only for the car or the truck that you're driving, but also your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV. And guess what? Here's where you save the money. They can help you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance together with your automobile, and you will save money. So, check them out online, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, and save you some money. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we were chatting during the break here about some things that were going on here. Let me see who have I got. Okay, we're going to take a call or two here in the midst, but man, we'll get into what you and I were talking about here in just a minute. Okay, Bagham and Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Cam. Just wanted to know what Denise thought about Russia and how they're doing in the Ukraine, as Putin seems to be getting a little desperate and his armed forces are falling apart to some degree. Mm-hmm. And what chance does she give Ukraine
to
come through? And last thing, Captain.
Okay. Thank you. Last thing, you had one more?
Yeah.
What?
The last thing was, we should tell Russia if they're going to use any nukes, we'll just match them one for one. Whatever kilotons they do, we do. All right.
Okay. By the way, Denise, did you hear about the tremendous screw-up the Russians did with the conscription?
I don't know what you're referring to.
They drafted into the service a bunch of retirees, older people,
right.
Number one, and disabled people.
Right.
And they said that was a big mistake, and now they're trying to correct it.
Well, you know, first they said they were going to do 330,000, I think.
Yep.
Well, the number is actually well over a million that
right.
they put on notice.
Yep.
And we don't know how many are actually have left the country. Because, I mean, they're leaving. They were leaving the country in droves.
Sure.
To fly actually over to Azerbaijan and whatnot, one-way tickets were $10,000.
Yep.
$10,000.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells you that... You know, he can draft these people all they want, but some of these people have never served in the military at all. So, I mean, somebody, you know, 65 years old, what, you know, how long do they have to be trained
mm-hmm.
in order to be battle ready? So, you know, we have to kind of look at any kind of effectiveness. That if they were able to get 20,000 immediately, that they rounded up on buses and they were doing that, they were going from town to town to town.
Mm-hmm.
Grabbing these guys and putting them on buses and taking them away. How long does it take to get those 20,000 in some kind of a training environment and then out of a training environment and then deployed? Let's also remember, too, that Russia was running out of ordnance.
Mm-hmm.
When he looks at these kinds of things, he's seeing how desperate the situation is. So what do you resort to? Well, you resort to, things like cyber, or you could go to chemical weapons. So, I would be watching this one very closely. The other interesting thing here is China.
Yeah.
Now, President Xi just returned from an event that he hasn't, and this one's pretty fascinating because he hasn't left the country in quite some time. And, you know, there's something happening in China.
Yep.
The PLA
yep.
has shut down a good bit of the buses.
Mm-hmm.
Trains and planes since his alleged return from trying to think where he was.
Tell you who agrees
anyway.
Tell you who agrees with you. Retired Air Force General Brigadier General Blaine Holt.
Well,
he agrees with you.
Some people are suggesting that there was a coup. I'm not
Correct.
Convinced of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not convinced of that at all. I think there may have been something else that happened on this trip. And this trip, by the way, was Chinese-sponsored, the
mm-hmm.
very important thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be that he has a health compromise of some sort, like he may have had a heart attack or a stroke or been poisoned or something. But something's going on over there in Beijing, and we don't necessarily know what it is. Now, we're not going to probably know. Our CIA is incompetent when it comes to having operatives in country. And we can go all the way back to Obama for that one. But even if there has to be some kind of secession, if President Xi is compromised and we're not going to know this for days or weeks, if at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I would just kind of keep an eye on some of the chatter out there if you want to know what is happening. Because also, too, it was Putin that was somewhat reliant on President Xi after this latest confab they had together.
Right.
So, yeah, something's amiss over there.
Well, you know, the little short fat guy is trying to become part of the issue again here because he decided to fire a second ballistic missile just ahead of Vice President Harris's upcoming trip to Seoul.
Yeah.
Hmm? All right. Well, let's go to the telephone line and see what we're going to be greeted with here, because on the line we have Eric in East Tennessee. So what's up?
Hey, good morning, ma'am. Good morning, Captain. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, you guys are talking about, you guys have been, obviously everybody's talking about Ukraine, this, that, and the other.
Yep.
I'd like to make my 2 cents regarding a one-for-one retaliatory exchange of thermonuclear weapons regarding what's going on with NATO and new Ukraine and the Russian Federation. Are people serious about this? Do people remember mutually assured destruction? Poland is issuing potassium iodide tablets right now because their primary focus is worrying about a collapse.
So did Ukraine.
They're issuing that. Mm-hmm. Potassium iodide tablets. And if people are going to rattle their sabers, see how tough they are, people should also be aware that in the 1990s, President Clinton rescinded any and all funding for fallout shelters in the United States. That's part of disaster preparedness and management that was basically went away because, well, there's no Soviet Union, so we don't need to worry about first strikes or retaliatory thermonuclear exchanges. This is, in my opinion, this is closer to an exchange than we were in the Cuban Missile Crisis and or during the 1980s when there was the 2 minutes to midnight fiasco that went on. You know, there was 35 seconds or whatever before people started.
Okay, you got 25 seconds, and I got to give Denise a chance.
Yeah, Roger, that's my 2 cents. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, thank you very much. Okay, Denise, what do you think?
Well, as I said before, I don't think any nuclear weapons, thermonuclear, if he's referring to, are being used at all. Certainly, we wouldn't, the United States, I don't think, has the guts to pull that trigger by a long stretch. I think there are other tactical weapons that could necessarily be used, but I think it's a calculation that Putin has to make, but I don't think he's ready to make that decision. I think he's kind of throwing that out there because his generals have put it on the table.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, about 80% of what comes out of Moscow is propaganda.
Right.
It's information.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so bad that even the inner sanctum of the Kremlin doesn't even necessarily know what's true from day to day or hour to hour.
Mm-hmm.
So watch and wait, I guess.
Okay, we will talk to you tomorrow night, and we'll have more to talk about with the storm, I'm sure, because you're going to be our watch girl in the mountain. So talk to you then. Thank you very much. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. I'm coming right back.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
Tony Marusa reporting. More violent unrest in Iran over the weekend following the death of a young woman in police custody over a headscarf. Protests have spread across at least 46 cities, towns, and villages. The Associated Press reports at least 13 dead and more than 1,200 arrests since the protests began September 17th. Iran State TV has suggested at least 41 protesters and police have been killed. A storm-weary nation faces another potential weather disaster. The Sunshine State bracing for a landfall from Ian in the middle of this week. Chelsea Lewis visited one of the sandbag locations open Sunday in the Tampa area.
I went through Irma, and so I kind of know like how to prepare. I mean, we can't ever prepare, but we know that the stores might lose electricity, so I'm getting cash because we couldn't use credit cards after Irma.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy that has two locations to train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. Now, we're going to tell you all about them after they tell you about themselves first, right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. That's a very high-paying, in-demand job, something you can hit the ground running at day one once you get your certification. And the only people that can do it any sooner than the normal training of about 14 months are the guys and gals getting out of the military that happen to already be aviation maintenance techs. All you got to do is take a little short refresher course, take the exam, and boom, you're on the job, making yourself $60,000 plus a year. And in many cases, it's plus plus because of the nature of the beast, so to speak. Now, you can find out more about National Aviation Academy by going to their website. That is NAA.edu, NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu. Again, locations in Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. And Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. You can call them and ask to take the tour at one or both of their facilities. The number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Give them a call. Ask to take the tour. You're going to love it. Well, the Defense Department's personnel chief unveiled a list of initiatives aimed at improving quality for life in the service, for service members, including, for the second year in a row, a temporary boost in the basic allowance for housing for some active duty members. Because there's a lot of people at the bottom end of the food chain that need that help. A lot of junior enlisted people with their families, I might add. By the way, the update on the migrants that were flown to Martha's Vineyard last week by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, they have been given a safe haven at Joint Base Cape Cod, according to a press release from the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency last week. So there you go. Now, some of you probably already know this, but some of you might not, especially those of you that have TRICARE. Nearly 14,000 community pharmacies are leaving the TRICARE network next month. Now, that is about 4% of the TRICARE eligible population that are being taken care of by those pharmacies. And now you'll have to find somewhere else to go. If you didn't know it, you do now. And where I found out about it was my Military Officers Association of America sent me some information about it, of which I'm a member. Now, more than 2 dozen Al-Shabaab insurgents were killed in a U.S. airstrike. This happened in central Somalia, according to U.S. Africa Command. You might be hearing about more because this was a very successful exercise that they probably will do again. By the way, because they lured these guys out to take care of them. By the way, the U.S. partnered Syrian Democratic Forces repelled a suicide bomb attack by Islamic State militants in northeastern Syria, according to a statement from U.S. Central Command. Now, this isn't the first time this has happened. It won't be the last. But they're still there, we're still there, and our partners are still there. Booster shots specific to the Omicron variant of the coronavirus are starting to arrive at U.S. military bases in Europe, and appointments are being offered to eligible people in the largest American military community abroad. We'll see how that works out. We'll see how that works out. Now, also, in moving along here, we've got U.S. military leaders warning that China could militarize the ports it owns in Latin America. And yes, they could. U.S. military leaders are deeply concerned about a surge in Chinese-owned seaports in Latin America and the Caribbean that would benefit its military and not allow the Americans to use the port. Okay, well, maybe you never should have let them do that to begin with. By the way, a former Army reservist and an avowed white supremacist, this is what the story says, not me, has been sentenced to 4 years in prison for his actions during the January 6, 2021 insurrection. Now, this story comes from The Hill, and The Hill is very much known to be on the liberal side of issues. most of the time, although they do call themselves conservative, which is a joke because they're anything but. By the way, the Marines have cleared the amphibious combat vehicle to return to sea for training after a two-month pause following an incident that disabled two ACVs in California. That's new news. It's probably welcome news for some of the units that were training on it and using it, I might add. And here is an honor deserving of a hero, and if there was ever a hero more deserving, I don't know of one. More than 500 active duty soldiers from the 101st Airborne Division attended funeral services last week for former paratrooper Jim Pee Wee Martin, who died September 11th. He was 101 years old. Rest in peace, Pee Wee. You deserved it. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, the Coast Guard, Christian Coast Guard members, are having to sue over their religious objections to the military's coronavirus vaccine mandate. Three, count them, three Christian members of the U.S. Coast Guard are suing government officials over the military's coronavirus vaccine mandate, alleging they were unlawfully denied religious exemptions from the exemption. Now, I'm assuming they've since left the service, but I couldn't find out for sure, so it is what it is. By the way, Raytheon raked in a cool $985 million with a contract to develop hypersonic missiles. This comes from the Air Force. The Air Force awarded a $985 million contract to Raytheon Technologies to develop and demonstrate the scramjet-powered hypersonic cruise missiles. And I've heard those things are unbelievable. We'll soon know. By the way, North Korea is rejecting U.S. intelligence allegations it supplied weapons to Russia. North Korea said that it denied a U.S. intelligence report that it exported rockets and artillery shells to Russia, which we just were talking about. The Russians were short of and needed to be resupplied, claiming the assessment was intended to tarnish North Korea's image. Well, I think North Korea did it, because I remember reading the story about it, that North Korea was shipping munitions to Russia. So give me a break. Give them. You don't need to give them a break. Good God. All right, we'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood where I'm at right now. Won't be for long. Things are going to go south tonight and on and on.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Frank Silvato. And we are about to talk to the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. This portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and Acura is located on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership. Now, I believe one of the reasons they get customers from all around the country is because of the You Save program. Very few dealers are doing it. I'm really surprised. Active duty military, veterans, first responders, active and retired, church pastors, too, get a tremendous deal on the vehicle that they would like to pick. Now, you also get a good deal on your trade-in, because they're still giving up really good money for trade-ins. And don't forget about the Moss Acura Moss Care that comes with every new and pre-owned vehicle, with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. This is something you can't beat, and if you think you can, good luck. But go try to see if you can find a car dealer up there, Ohio, Michigan, that's doing that sort of thing. I've had people drive down from up there, and I went over and met them that bought a vehicle strictly because of that. Okay, let's go to the phone line, and we've got Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, on. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
How are you?
You want to come down here and go surfing?
I'm not a surfer, but, yeah, I'm looking at the cone right now. It doesn't look good, but...
No, it doesn't.
Hey, B, I lived down there like you for a long time. Every single time the cone looks bad, then the end, it always ends up bouncing away or something like that. I don't know if it's because of shallow water or what.
No, it's because of the upper air currents, and this time we have a big high-pressure system that's actually pushed that thing further east by, oh, I'd say about 100 miles since yesterday.
Yeah, it's we'll see. You know, hope it moves its way out into the Gulf of Mexico. We'll find out.
You and me both. You and me both. And I would just as soon have made a right turn. Somebody says, send it to Orlando. Well, I don't want to do that to those folks, but... Yeah, if that's the alternative, sure, send it to Orlando.
I would still have to cut a big swath across the
All right, well, here's the latest spaghetti plot, okay? And they all bring it up really close to Tampa. There's one, two, three, four that bring it either into Tampa or south of Tampa, and the rest of them all go north of Tampa.
Yeah, again, you know, they have all of their models in the cones, but we all know at the last minute it always shifts. And, you don't know, something, you know, different can happen. You still have a couple of days. So it's still, you gotta be aware that there's danger coming your way, but, nothing is 100% in the cards when it comes to weather. We all know that.
Nope. And Bradenton is going to get popped big time. By this thing, because it's going to do one of those funny things that Braden's on. That's where it's going to bounce when it hits that area. Then it'll bounce outwards a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we'll see what's going to happen. Like I said, we still got time.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about somebody that doesn't have time. How about it might be Putin? Because the U.S. has warned Russia, after all their warning back and forth about the use of nukes, thermonuclear nukes, that the U.S. says, listen, there'll be catastrophic consequences if you use nukes in the Ukraine.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm getting, read a variety of European papers to try to grab as much news as I can out of that area. I mean, obviously, he's under a lot of pressure right now with the thousands of people leaving Russia, trying to get out, all the flights as a few countries, Turkey in particular, that people are flying out to, and that's also trying to get out by car to avoid the conscription. There's been attacks on recruitment centers, and the people that are being, that they're being asked to go.
Well,
they don't want to do it. They're in a very difficult situation. The thing that makes me very nervous is when you get a cornered animal, you never know what they're going to do.
The 300,000 is not 300,000, Chris. It is, in fact, 1 million.
Oh, easy, yeah.
Here's the other thing.
They said it was like a minimal mobilization. It wasn't. It was much bigger than that.
And here's the other thing. Some of the people they drafted are too old to fight, number one. I mean old. And number two, some of them are crippled.
Yeah, well, again, it's almost a cannon fodder type of a thing, and I don't know if this is sustainable politically. From what I heard, he's not in Moscow right now. He's in some I don't know, fortress in a forest somewhere. I don't know. And again, it's kind of creeping people out, because again, corner animals oftentimes do pretty horrific things. So, let's hope that, the people that are inside Russia understand the consequences of doing something so stupid as utilizing nuclear weapons.
Well, I don't think this can happen, and I'm going to ask you your question or your opinion. The Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta's president, Rafael Bostic, says that he believes a 2% inflation rate can be achieved, but it won't be easy. I don't think it can be achieved, no matter how easy they think it is.
Well, when they was telling us it was at 2%, I very much didn't agree with the numbers and how they went about calculating. I never have. Inflation's been with us, and inflation, unfortunately, is here to stay. I don't see any break when it comes to food prices at this point in time. I really don't. I think other things are most certainly coming down. There's no doubt. You take a look at commodities across the board, building materials, certain areas of the economy, you're going to see some sort of relief. But on the everyday items, I don't. And we're still seeing high energy prices. It's amazing, what people are paying. This is just stupidity, lack of infrastructure. I was taking a look at the comparison between natural gas in Texas and natural gas in Massachusetts, and it's night and day. I mean, you're talking 500-600%, sometimes more of a difference simply because we refuse to put pipelines in certain areas of this country. We have everything here.
Right.
It's just a matter of getting the various different things from point A to point B. And, you know, just we can't get out of our own way. So, yeah, so certain parts of the economy, the inflation when it comes to things that you need to survive on, that's not going anywhere.
Over half of the country agrees with this statement. They do not want Biden to run in 2024 for president. An ABC Washington Post poll, 56%, a majority of Democrats do not want Joe Biden in 2024.
Well, I think probably, you know, many, many Democrats, you know, again, it's you know, unfortunately turned politics into some sort of quasi-religion here in this country, you know, are seeing him as, you know, not being able to handle another 4 years. Like to see the being moved to somebody else. But who that person is, I don't know. I mean, you know, people, you're obvious. You know, that he's having some issues with his health and, you know, his abilities, cognitive abilities, there's some questions there. So they're obviously going to look for somebody else. Like I said, I don't know who's on deck, though.
Well, I can tell you who Dick Morris thinks it's going to be. Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, I know, but Dick's been banging that drum since he used to work for Hillary, the Clintons, back in the day. I mean,
he's trying to sell a book.
Yeah, I mean, how many ridiculous books has he put out? What was it, Condi? Remember one of his books, Condi versus Hillary?
Yep.
That one?
Yep.
I mean, it's crazy stuff that he puts out. Again, he's made his entire life based upon the Clintons, and he first started working for them, too. But anyway, you know, I don't, Dick Morris, I really don't pay attention to what he says. I don't know if Hillary's going to go ahead and do this. She's getting Apple money now. She's got a television show on with her daughter on Apple.
Right.
So she's making bucks there. So I don't know.
Now, a congressman by the name of Warren Davidson says that the COVID fraud reports are only the tip of the iceberg as to what the Republicans will be investigating when they take control of the House of Representatives.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously looking into some of the stuff from COVID is something they're going to look into. I hope that, you know.
Did you see the money that was squandered by them that they can't figure out where it went? $200 million. $200 million.
It's still being squandered. You still have more like $1.9 trillion. A lot of that money hasn't been spent yet. It's just sitting there, you know, and it's just waiting to be spent. And, again, it's highly inflationary. So, yeah, there's a lot of waste that's involved right now.
And so far, like I say, they've identified $200 million that has been wasted through fraud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every one of those people that they can catch that did that belongs in jail, every one of them.
Well, listen, you know, good luck with that. Again, the Republicans put out, what are they calling it right now?
The continuation of something?
Commitment to America.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
Zero specifics. Zero specifics at all.
Well, I saw specifics, but I can't tell you about it now. We'll talk about it tomorrow. How's that?
It sounds good.
Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. We'll be talking to him tomorrow. Always a pleasure, always a lot of fun. The Watchdog on WallStreet.com is his website. Go over there, check it out. And I'll be right back with Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.